Fossil fuels make a valuable contribution to the energy needs of all countries, including New Zealand, and that needs to be acknowledged. But at the same time, many countries are looking to develop technologies to help address concerns about oil prices and how to efficiently use fossil fuels as a precious resource. Improving vehicle energy efficiency, increasing the uptake of renewable energy is important to our government. Our commitment to supporting light electric motor vehicles was clearly demonstrated recently by our decision to extend the exemption of road user charges through to 2020. So that should save households or vehicle owners about $400 or $500 a year. We believe that electric vehicles can contribute to reductions in transport emissions, obviously also greenhouse gases, and reduce New Zealand's reliance on imported fossil fuels. Extending the electric vehicle exemption from road user charges is one way we've signalled the support that we have for this direction. Many of you have travelled here from overseas, and so I thought I'd start by giving you a bit of an outline of New Zealand's local energy and some transport issues. Currently, transport energy demand in New Zealand is about 38% of our total energy demand, so pretty significant, and that'll be no surprise, it's the same throughout the Western world. This demand is currently met almost exclusively by fossil fuels, so over 99% petrol and diesel. However, in many ways, New Zealand is ideal for electric vehicles. An electric vehicle fleet needs to be fed by renewable energy if it's to meet its clean green potential. Otherwise, it's simply window dressing. If you're generating your electricity by coal and fossil fuels and then putting an electric car, well, the reality is you're not getting the true benefits of renewable energy use. In New Zealand, we're fortunate to have an abundance of diverse energy resources alongside oil, coal and gas, which we do have. We have wind, hydro and geothermal contributing significantly to our energy generation. In fact, electricity supply here is already about 77% renewable, and we're aiming to get to 90% by 2025. Better yet, we're building renewable energy generation without any subsidies. And some forms of renewable energy are our most economical types of energy generation. Currently in the renewable energy sector, if you wanted to rank it, it's cheap electricity cost and better return for investors for geothermal first. Probably next cab off the rank is wind, and then hydro follows after that. Although driving range is often cited as a barrier to the uptake of electric vehicles, the travel patterns of New Zealanders mean that electric vehicles could be viable in New Zealand right now. For example, the vast majority of Kiwis live in urban areas. 90% of Kiwi cars are driven less than 85 k's a day. About half of our households have two or more vehicles, and most homes do have garages. So the question has to be asked, what's holding us back? Why is it over 99%? Fossil fuels still now? Well, of course, the price of electric vehicles is still comparatively high, particularly in New Zealand. We need to ensure that there are no barriers to trade in electric vehicles within APEC in order to the market to mature and achieve real competition. This could drive down the price for electric vehicle buyers and increase uptake. So price is pretty important. We also need to look for areas of standards and policy which can improve the uptake of electric technologies across sort of national and international boundaries. It's my hope that some of the discussion which takes place here today will help find a way of increasing the international availability of vehicles, so reducing the price. One of the big picture issues, not just here in New Zealand but around the world, is to understand how electric vehicles connect and interact to electric grids. By looking into the state of the electricity grids with the standards and policies that affect electric vehicles, we can better understand what steps are needed. So we need some forward planning. Obviously, this workshop is a great chance for you to not only share ideas, but to meet with industry leaders. There is an impressive lineup of presenters and discussion leaders here today, and thanks to ECA for organising the event with the APET Expert Group in New and Renewable Energy Technologies. I'd like to also thank Nissan for the opportunity to drive their Leaf
vehicle this morning. I did a little bit of a circuit of the Wellington CBD. Unfortunately, the morning traffic constrained me from doing what I really wanted to do, which was open up. And so did the 50 sign, which I know is out there. I would like an opportunity sometime to get on the open road and just breeze along at just under 100 k's, not going higher than that. But it seemed to me the takeoff of the vehicle was pretty, well, surprised me actually. I didn't think you could do that so quickly off the lights. And ran very smooth and very, very quietly. For any of you who have jumped in an electric vehicle, presumably you all have, and if you haven't, you've got to prove your credentials for being here. I didn't even know I turned it on, so there you go. Transport fuel issues are an important challenge worldwide, and inspiring some truly innovative solutions from all corners of the globe is very, very important. International cooperation, such as you're undertaking here today, makes it possible for people of all corners of the globe to come together and to agree on how to best advance these solutions. So I'm very pleased to formally open your conference and workshop today. I wish you well for the upcoming sessions. I hope, should we host this again in future years, we'll be able to talk about the increase in uptake in New Zealand and the much larger percentage of electrical vehicles in our fleet. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.